Good morning. You are on a study and social work exchange here in Chennai, India. How much longer are you going to stay here?
Hi, yes, I've got 2 more months of work and then I plan on travelling around a bit to do some sightseeing.
Do you like India?
It's been quite challenging, I guess. The first thing that hit me is the amount of people everywhere and the lack of personal space. My colour has been a blessing in disguise. Despite the fact that I'm African, everyone thinks I'm Indian, so I've blended in quite well. But people walk up to me and start speaking Tamil or Hindi, and then when I shake my head, they realise that I don't understand. But it's a wonderful place, and everything is buzzing and full of colours.
And your job?
It's been quite inspiring to see how people work with limited resources. In childcare centres, there would be one worker for 15 small kids, and they work 8 hours a day. In my work, I've also been working a lot with raising awareness about HIV in the slum communities, and I find this work very rewarding.
Where do you live?
I live in a small flat in a local village, near the agency I work for. I have an Indian toilet on the floor, which is interesting, with no toilet paper. Our neighbours are really caring, helpful and friendly. We actually have to wake up at 6 a.m. every morning to go and get water because we don't have running water. So they've helped us out a lot, helping us carry buckets at the beginning.
So, what's the best thing about India?
The food, community, people are so generous and trusting. The colours, the music, the smells, it's all good.